Never-ending radio show, recovery, recharge.
Your only problem is whenever you drink, you get all screwed up. You don't even need help. All you have to do is not drink and your problem won't appear. But isn't that funny? Suddenly you go, well, maybe I have more of a problem than that. And I'll tell you what it is. It's the same problem that I had. Our real problem wasn't the fact that when we drank, we got all screwed up. Our real problem was when we didn't drink, we were sober all the time. Alcohol fixed that problem. So if we say we're powerless, we mean we're powerless when we have no alcohol in our system. Oddly enough, the real problem occurs when there's no alcohol in the picture at all. Isn't that strange? The real problem of alcoholism occurs when there's no alcohol anywhere in sight. Zero blood alcohol content. It's right up here. It's right in our brain, and our brain is saying, time for a drink. There's the problem. Time for a drink. Why don't we stop saying that? Did you ever try to get rid of that obsession with alcohol on your own? Okay, no more thinking about drinking. That's my New Year's resolution. I'm not going to think about drinking starting now. Okay, Budweiser. Yeah, there it is, you know. And the harder you try to get free from the thinking about alcohol, the more it comes in. I mean, it's a self-defeating exercise. When we're sober, there's no defense against the first drink. And the only answer to that is some kind of a power that will help us with this powerless situation. And as a fringe benefit, it changes our entire life, gives us happiness, serenity, and a vision of the world that we never dreamed we'd ever have, all because we were drunk. One of the ironies of this great program. Because we thought we were singled out for this adversity, and it turns out we were singled out for this wonderful reward. It's one of the great paradoxes of being an alcoholic. It's just, you know, the chosen people were the drunks.
It's the Never-Ending Radio Show!